You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
I'll tell you what, if you've been listening to the radio or watching TV this week, you've no doubt heard the rantings of Oscar winner and one of Hollywood's top leading men and directors, Mel Gibson, as he chastised his former girlfriend and mother of his 9-month-old child, Oksana Grigorieva, for wearing tight clothes and having a boob job. But now there's even more recordings that are even more shocking. Give the latest a listen.
Because I'm saving my life and I'm saving daughter's life. That's what I'm doing. I don't give a damn about my music and I don't give a damn about you spending another penny. I'm saving her life.
Yeah, well, you're awful angry for that.
You almost killed us. Did you forget? You were hitting a woman with a child in her hands. You, what kind of man is that? Hitting a woman when she's holding a child in her hand, breaking her teeth twice in the face. What kind of man is that?
Oh, you're all angry now.
You're gonna get to, you know what?
Sure.
You're gonna answer one day, boy, you're gonna answer.
Huh?
Bear.
What? What?
Nothing, nothing. I'm not the one to threaten.
I'm threatening, I'll put you in a rose garden, you. You understand that? Because I'm capable of it. You understand that? Get a restraining order. For what? What are you going to get a restraining order for? For me being drunk and disorderly? For hitting you? For what?
What? Wow. Alcohol, insanity, what? Joining us morning, Dr. Patrick Juanes, celebrity life coach, human behavior expert based out of Miami. Dr. Juanes, man, I mean, this is unsettling, at least.
Well, you know, it's really hard to know where to start because there are so many elements to this story and this incident. First, we need to say the obvious, that there is no justification whatsoever to make any sort of threats against, well, another human being, let alone a woman. That'd be the first point. The second thing is, it's obvious that Mel Gibson has had a drinking problem for a long, long time, going back many, many years. In fact, he started drinking when he became 13 years of age. Mm-hmm. He just moved to Australia from New York at age 12. Ever since then, he's had a drinking problem. I don't know if he had a drinking problem in his teens, but he's had a drinking problem most of his life. During Lethal Weapon 2, the director said how shocked he was when he realized that Mel Gibson was drinking 5 pints of beer every morning for breakfast.
Wow.
Now, we know about all his other comments. There were comments made, anti-Semitic comments made a few years ago. In the 90s, he made homophobic comments. So there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of rage, there's a lot of hatred, there's a lot of prejudice, a lot of bigotry. We also need to look at, you know, how did he become this way? His father was a guy that was a minimizer of the Holocaust and says, look, I don't believe that 6 million people could have died. There wasn't enough gas in Germany. I mean, just strange things that this guy says. Mm-hmm. His father raised him that way. Mel Gibson is also a person that commands obedience. That's something that he openly says. What surprises me is, if this is a man that has a problem with domestic violence, how is it that he was married for 30 years, raised 7 children, has 2 grandchildren, and nothing has ever been said about that? Either it's never happened, or somehow it was very well hidden. Now, having said that, again, I want to repeat, there's no possible justification for the kind of threats he made. We do not know if he actually hit her. It sounds like he's actually saying he did. But apparently she says, well, you hit me twice, or you broke 2 of my teeth while I was holding our baby.
Well, he didn't say, what are you talking about, or what are you referring to? Obviously, he, by not saying anything, I think he kind of validates what she said.
That's correct. Then you have to say, well, how is it possible that she never went to the police before, yet she claims now, well, I went to a dentist, you know, to fix my teeth, yet he never reported it to the police, and by law, he is supposed to report it to the police. And how is it possible that no one else in the clinic noticed this woman coming in who must have had a bruised face? I mean, if you get hit by Mel Gibson in the face and you smash 2 teeth, there's got to be other bruises on the face. So how has that never been mentioned? Why did she never go to the police? Here's another thing for you to consider. When they're having this conversation, and you played a snippet of it, there's a full 8-minute conversation that's out there. In the full 8-minute conversation, she's in his house. And he's talking on the phone saying, well, if you're going to call the police, I'm going to call the police and tell them you're in my house. Why is this woman who's just told the world, now that it's out in public, I'm afraid for my child, I'm afraid of my life, why is she in his house? Why didn't she go to the police before? Why hasn't she gone to the police? These tapes were originally handed to the judge in a custody battle. Then I'm guessing her attorneys released it to the public because she's saying, no, I didn't release them to the public. Well, I think she had a part in it.
Well, there are allegations this morning that she was using the tapes to extort money from Mel.
Well, that would make more sense, wouldn't it?
And it sounds like she's setting him up here, you know, putting the information in there, knowing it's being recorded. And what gets me, Dr. Wanis, and this is a legal issue, in Florida it's illegal to record somebody without their knowledge. Is it the same in California?
It is. Both people have to consent unless, and this is where this girl was quite smart, she got advice from someone, unless there's some sort of criminal activity or threat of criminal activity or threat of harm or danger. That's where she got away with this. Otherwise, this tape wouldn't be out in the public and she'd be in bigger trouble. But the next thing you have to say to yourself is, okay, this girl was smart enough to work out how to record a phone conversation. This is when the conversation you're hearing is the second phone conversation, meaning they had just spoken about something. She had hung up on him. And when you hear this conversation, one of the first things he says is, don't you hang up on me this time, or don't you dare hang up on me. Why is he saying that? Because she obviously just hung up on him. She sets him up. Listen to how calm she is throughout the entire 8 minutes. She's very clearly enunciating, and then she's even talking about him coming over and getting in the jacuzzi together. If this is a woman that's scared for her life and scared for a child's life, why is she in his house? Why hasn't she left? Why hasn't she gone to the police? And why is she talking about getting in the jacuzzi with him? There's a lot of things that don't make sense. What we do know that seems to make sense is Mel Gibson has a major problem with alcohol. He has a major problem with hatred and bigotry and prejudice, most of which I'm sure he got from his father. He's definitely a religious fanatic, in the sense that he's even broken away from the traditional Catholic Church because he doesn't think they're doing it right. But I wonder what else happened between these two people. Why did she continue hanging out with him? This tape goes back to January. Why did she not say anything for 5 or 6 months?
Hey, Dr. Wanis, I want to put a bookmark right there. I want to pick this up, play a couple of commercials, come back and pick this up. Dr. Patrick Wanis.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out public and it's a embarrassment to me. You look like a nunhee. And if you get raped by a pack, it's your fault. All right? Because you provoked it. You are...
All right, that's the initial recording that started it all. There's more coming out. Dr. Patrick Wanis tells us there's an 8-minute conversation available. I don't know, is that on your website, Dr. Wanis? Can you get to that?
The audio?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if I'm going to post that audio. I think it's everywhere else.
Yeah.
I think really, Russ, the key is more of the motivations. You know, the approach that I come is to first take a look at the entire picture, come from a common sense approach, and then look at what are the psychological motivations for the behavior of both of these people. It's also been revealed that some time ago, Mel Gibson went for some sort of therapy regarding his relationship, realizing he's in an unhealthy relationship. It's not just the age difference here. If you listen to that tape, it appears to me that Mel Gibson actually fell in love with this girl, but I don't think she actually fell in love with him. Now you have the guy that's also jilted to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this tape was recorded again back in January, February. But it doesn't come out till now, and why did she not call the police? Even back then, since then, if she was so afraid for her life, why did she not take any action? It does make sense. It'd be more about money. Is it about money? Is it about morals? Is she really afraid for her child? But listen to that tape. She's very, very calm. Her tone of voice is so calm throughout most of it, and she's very articulate in the way she speaks, and she's pushing his buttons, which obviously was one of the problems they had in the relationship. So, you know, I think the other 2 points is to understand that how much of this is about money. Mel Gibson has been dropped by his talent agency. Mm. Why? Because they're saying, well, we're not going to make any more money from him. But they didn't drop him a few years ago when he made the anti-Semitic remarks, and they didn't drop him in the 90s when he made homophobic remarks. So, unfortunately, and I don't want to be cynical here, but a lot of it is money-motivated. The same with Oksana. In the sense of, she was going for custody of her child, she got 50-50 custody. What more does she want now? What more does she need?
So, Dr. Wanis, we're down to less than a minute here, but what you're saying is you think he's more bark than bite, that he's just drunken rantings, that he really hasn't been abusive to her?
Oh, no, I can't answer that question, and it sounds like he has been abusive. I'm never going to say I can't say 100% that he has or hasn't been abusive. There's a good chance he probably has, given that tape. And there's a good chance, given the amount of anger and rage he has, he's said in the past that he's manic depressive. So that would account for a lot of his behavior. On top of that, he's engaging in a lot of alcohol. All I'm saying to you is, that's definitely who he is, and that doesn't justify, and there's nothing that Oksana could have done to justify the way he speaks to her or the threats he makes. I'd just be more curious to find out what is their entire relationship and what are her motivations. Why didn't she go to the police immediately if she's afraid for the life of her child?
5 pints of Foster's for breakfast. Holy cow. Dr. Patrick Wanis, you want to check him out? Maybe even have a conversation with him? PatrickWanis.com. That's spelled W-A-N-I-S. PatrickWanis.com. Celebrity life coach, human behavior expert based out of Miami with us this morning on News Talk 850 WFTL. Thanks for having us on. We're at 728.